The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is investigating potential safety issues on Shell's Falcon pipeline. The pipeline was the subject of a whistleblower complaint from a former worker on the project. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here with more. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
The 98-mile Falcon pipeline was built to carry ethane through Ohio, West Virginia, and southwestern Pennsylvania to Shell's cracker in Beaver County, where the natural gas product will be turned into the building blocks of plastic. What does the whistleblower allege is wrong with the pipeline and some of Shell's actions?
So the whistleblower said that Shell was using potentially defective corrosion protection coatings on the pipeline. And subsequently, the DEP was made aware of other witnesses reporting these alleged bad corrosion coatings, but also falsification of records and reports of retaliatory firings and other actions Shell took during the building of this pipeline.
How do we know about the whistleblower complaint?
Good question. So it was obtained through a right to know request by Frack Tracker Alliance, which is a local environmental group. They had gotten a tip that this investigation was happening, and so that's why they put the request in. A lot of their requests were denied, but this one letter from the Department of Environmental Protection, Pennsylvania State Agency, to federal regulators at the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration was given to Frack Tracker, and they disclosed it this week.
Did they find anything else when they did the right to know request?
Actually, that was the only document they were able to obtain, but they did get a list of documents that the DEP didn't want disclosed and that the state did not make them disclose. But in that list, you see literally hundreds of documents bearing evidence that the DEP was taking this pretty seriously, that they contacted not only the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, but OSHA, presumably about the retaliatory firings complaint. They contacted EPA and the Office of Attorney General, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. OSHA is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They investigate workplace safety. Now, OSHA did confirm that a worker who was fired from the Falcon pipeline, their case was dismissed earlier this month. Erica Jackson is with Frack Tracker, and she's done a lot of work on this right to know request. And she says one of the big questions that she has is what effect these alleged retaliatory firings, if they did happen, or any falsification of records may have had on other kinds of safety issues while the pipeline was being built. And here she is.
The accusations about workers being laid off for reporting concerns or workers falsifying reports, you know, these accusations were out there as construction was happening. So how many issues occurred that weren't reported or weren't covered or that were covered up?
So how were federal and state regulators investigating the whistleblower's claims?
So the DEP continues to investigate sort of the environmental side of these complaints. You know, DEP has purview over things like landslides and drilling mud spills into rivers and streams when these pipelines are getting built in Pennsylvania. But they're really not the pipeline safety agency for this pipeline. That would be PHMSA, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. PHMSA did not get back to me when I sent multiple requests to them, but Anya Litvak of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting that they have said they are continuing to investigate these allegations, but that the investigation is still ongoing. It hasn't been finished yet.
What does the company, what does Shell say about the safety concerns about the pipeline?
Shell says that their pipeline meets all federal and state safety regulations. They say they actually overbuilt the pipeline. It's a little bit thicker than they're required to make it. It's buried deeper than they're required to put it. They have more shutoff valves along the route than they're required to put in. And they also say that all their welds have been inspected. They've pressure tested the line. Their inspectors looked at all of the coatings that they put in the line, and they say that basically everything is following the law. Basically, they say the pipeline is safe.
How big a problem is corrosion for pipelines?
Corrosion is a very big problem. Corrosion happens over time. It's not going to be a problem in a year or two, but, you know, over the course of 10, 20, 30 years. I did a little research, and it turns out corrosion was the cause of about 17% of all pipeline incidents in the United States, according to PHMSA, that Pipeline Safety Administration. And it was responsible for 7 deaths and 52 injuries and over $1 billion in damages over that time. Now, locally, we had an issue on a pipeline in Westmoreland County that blew up, seriously injured one man. And the cause of that appeared to be corrosion. There was evidence of corrosion on the pipeline. So it's something that pipeline safety officials are very aware of and always very concerned with.
This pipeline is not in service yet. What happens now?
Well, Shell is still building the ethane cracker. It should be ready in 2022, next year. It's hard to say what will come of these allegations. We have not heard directly from PHMSA. They could issue some sort of corrective order. They could, you know, fine Shell. They could make Shell redo some of the safety features along the pipeline. Or they could just say, you know, we don't find these allegations to be credible and just dismiss them. You know, PHMSA is really going to be the agency that will have the most say, and especially in this corrosion protection issue going forward.
All right. Thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier covers energy news for State Impact Pennsylvania. You'll find more of his reporting at alleghenyfront.org. I'm Kara Holsapple.